Unfortunately, though, not quite the message of hope we were looking for. KwaZulu-Natal recovering from the floods in April, being hit again this weekend by really inclement weather. The KwaZulu-Natal government saying that it's still trying to assess the extent of the damage caused by floodwaters this weekend. There are fears numerous people have been who have been killed or have been harmed. There's been damage to property as well. Government saying that flood-hit areas in Umlazi, Wentworth, Isipingo, Amanzimtoti, Umhloti, and Tongaat have been hardest hit. So the destruction comes just a month after heavy rains flooded settlements and ravaged homes and displaced thousands of residents as well. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, looking at that for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What does KZN look like today?
Well, Mandy, good afternoon. The weather appears to be better today compared to what it was on Saturday. But I must tell you that as I'm crossing back to you now, I'm currently following that convoy of government officials assessing the devastation and at different parts, as you mentioned in your introduction. So we are now leaving Umdludi. That's where we started this morning. Umdludi was the hardest hit with buildings like Lazy Lizards affected for the second time. And you'd recall that during last month's floods, the Lazy Lizard building was one of those that were flooded in Umdludi, leaving many people destitute and had to evacuate that building to shelters. But some of them had just returned for a week now, and this is what happened to them. In fact, yesterday we spoke to some that were affected. The Kavenda family is part of those. Can you imagine, maybe the devastations that would come with losing your car during the first flood, and then now losing two cars during this flood, maybe.
Nhlanhla, as you said, you are with the Premier and the Mayor and the COGTA MEC. What is their take on the situation currently?
Well, basically, Benny, they've raised concerns about this being a setback on the already underway reconstructions. You would know that the damage cost in the province is about 25 billion rands. This includes both private and public infrastructure, your roads, beaches, and people's properties. But now they are saying that these floods are now a setback, and they have to reassess them, and then, of course, include whatever findings they make out of this. They are being submitted to government. But during the weekend, when we saw those heavy rains, a lot of reconstructions happening had to be put to a stop because of that severe weather. Mm. And the reason concerned saying this really is taking the province aback. And you remember, the province was already reeling from the devastation suffered from the COVID-19 pandemic. This was the first province to report a positive case, but also one of the provinces that is battling with the vaccination issues, making it an issue, and also the July unrest that took part in the province. Mm. So those are some of the things that, you know, are raising concern that really the province is being taken aback by all the incidents that actually are happening in it.
Nhlanhla, thank you very much. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter in Umhloti at the moment, with the Premier and the Mayor and the COGTA MEC, an area really hard hit. Let's speak now to the eThekwini Head of Disaster Management, Vincent Ngubane. Vincent, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is your current assessment of the extent of the damage in eThekwini?
We just finished the assessment at the bluff. We were at Lamesi, then we went to Umdludi. The damage is extensive. Even though we did have the damage at the April storm, but this one over the weekend has put the spanner on the works, in that whatever the work that we have already started, then we've gone back to square one where we have to start afresh. But the areas that were hardest hit is Umdludi in the north, coming down to Lamesi, Sithait, and then in the south, the bluff, but not that much. The damages in the bluff was caused by, I said it was a human effect as well, because they failed to retain. And when they failed to retain and the soil was wet, then the whole sand from the bank then went and damaged the houses in the bottom, which created a disaster for those people on the lower side of of the bank.
Mm.
We haven't quantified the damages at the moment. The teams are all out on the field quantifying the damages, and I expect to get the extent of the damages maybe before the end of the day, of which we will have to submit to province, then to national, over and above what we have already submitted for the April 2022 storm.
Vincent, are you managing with capacity and resources at the moment? I see that the municipality in Itakwini has raised concerns that there's a slow release of disaster funds from National Treasury. Do you need this to happen more urgently?
The money that we require is really of a huge value. But the capacity that we have cannot afford, or maybe we cannot afford to deal with the disaster that has impacted on us. Yes, we want an injection of in terms of financial, not only financial as well, in terms of the other resources, the equipment, and you name it. But it's coming up slowly. Businesses have opened their hands. NGOs and the people, the CPOs are also opening their arms to come over and assist the city, which is really appreciated.
Well, Vincent, best of luck to you. Our thoughts are with all of you in KZN. Vincent Ngubane, the Itakwini Head of Disaster Management, speaking to us there. As he says, they are still assessing the damage. Umkhlothi very hard hit, many other areas as well. Well, the Weather Service has issued an orange level 6 warning for disruptive rains over parts of KZN today, but it does look like there will be respite in some of the areas. Lekhlohonolo Tobela is a forecaster at the Weather Service. Lekhlohonolo, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for joining us today. What can we expect weather-wise in KZN?
Afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for having us. For today, we're still having that warning over the northern areas of the, as we still expect to get a chance of showers and thunder showers, mainly covering the Ulundi area and Richards Bay. We still have a 30% chance of showers and rain over the central parts, also covering straight to the coastal areas of Durban. So that's what we expect for today. But tomorrow, things start clearing up. With most of the isolated showers and rain over the southwestern parts, or that is over Western Cape. So it will cover the west coast and the south coast of the Western Cape province.
So then that will ideally give an opportunity to disaster management officials then for some respite. They'll be able to at least work on recovery. Will that be the weather for the rest of the week then?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, with no rainfall forecasted for the days to come, I'm sure it should have the disaster management people should have more time to plan and actually use the time to start with development and reworking the areas that are started. But I think on the 26th, they still expect some isolated showers and rain around the area. However, it wouldn't be worth any warnings for them to be worried about.
Lekhlohonolo, thank you very much. Lekhlohonolo Tobela, forecaster at the Weather Service, giving us an indication. So as he said, there are some areas where there is disruptive rain forecast over the extreme northeastern parts of KZN, and there could be flooding in those areas as well. But generally, we're going to see some respite from heavy rains in the Itakwini area.